Jillian nods.
He won't go.
You're talking about this as if it were real, Sally says. And it just isn't. It can't be. No one is out there. Kylie turns to look outside. She wants her mother to be right. It would be such a relief to look and see only the grass and the trees, but that's not all that is out in the yard.
He's sitting up and lighting a cigarette. He just threw the burning match on the grass.
Kylie's voice sounds breakable, and there are tears in her eyes. Sally has gone very cold and very quiet. It's Jimmy her daughter is in contact with, all right. Every once in a while, Sally herself has felt something out in the yard, but she's dismissed the dark shape seen from the corner of her eye. She's refused to recognize the chill in her bones when she goes to water the cucumbers in the garden. It's nothing, that's what she told herself. A shadow, a cool breeze, nothing but a dead man who can't hurt anyone. Now, as she considers her own backyard, Sally accidentally bites her lip, but she pays no attention to the blood she's drawn. In the grass, there's a spiral of smoke, and the scent of something acrid and burning, as if indeed someone had carelessly tossed a match onto the wet lawn. He could burn the house down if he wanted to. He could take over the backyard, leaving them too frightened to do anything but peer through the window. The lawn is rife with crabgrass and weeds, and not mowed nearly often enough. Still, the fireflies come here in July. The robins always find worms after a storm. This is the garden where her girls grew up, and Sally will be damned if she lets Jimmy force her out, considering he wasn't worth 2 cents even back when he was alive. He's not going to sit in her yard and threaten her daughters. "You don't have to worry about this," Sally says to Kylie. "We'll take care of it." She goes to the back door and opens it, then nods to Jillian.
"Me?"
Jillian has been trying to get a cigarette out of the pack with her hands shaking like a bird's wings. She has no intention of going into that yard.
"Now,"
Sally says, with that strange authority she gets at these times, the worst times, moments of panic and confusion, when Jillian's first instinct is always to run in the other direction, as fast and heedlessly as possible. They go outside together, so close each can feel the beat of the other's heart. It rained all night, and now the sticky air is moving in thick, mauve-colored waves. The birds aren't singing this morning, it's too dark for that. But the humidity has brought the toads away from the creek behind the high school, and they have a sort of song, a deep humming that rises up through the sleepy neighborhood. The toads are crazy about Snickers, which teenagers sometimes throw to them at lunch hour. It's candy they're looking for as they wind along the neighborhood, hopping across the squishy lawns and through pools of rainwater that have collected in the gutters. Less than half an hour ago, the newspaper delivery boy joyfully biked right over one of the largest toads, only to discover his bike was headed straight for a tree, which crumpled his front wheel and broke 2 bones in his left ankle, and ensured that there'd be no more newspaper deliveries for today.